That's De'Aaron Fox after last night's ugly, difficult, nasty loss to the Washington Wizards. The 12-5,000 Washington. I mean, they got like 800 losses this season, talking about the Washington Wizards. 58 to be exact, but 11-58 to start last night. And the Sacramento Kings, on the second night of a back-to-back, lose 109-102. Drapes and Jay here, Sactown Sports 1140, The Drive Guys. Kevin Gleason, Whitey out sick today, but I know he's listening, vomiting, still upset about last night's loss to the Wizards. We're going to get to the phone lines here coming up in a minute. So it's been a day where we've allowed Kings fans to really vent, really talk about their frustrations. Hop on the Drapes and Jay couch, get a little therapy, a little reality. It's been that kind of day. 916-339-1140. You know, last night, Jay, I told you I didn't get to watch the game live because I was flying back from Toronto, and I'll tell you my travel nightmare story. That's coming up in just a little bit. I'm still struggling about this one. But somebody tweeted at me or texted me yesterday, hey, man, what did you think about Malik Monk leaving the game early? And I didn't get to see it live. And so I'm like, what happened? I didn't see it. And he sent it to me, and then I watched it again on the replay. Let me set it up. Late in the game, Malik and Mike Brown sort of got into a little shouting match, if you will. Mike subbed Malik out, and Malik went straight to the locker room.
I'm out of here.
He said, I'm done. I forget the player it was. Somebody tried to give him a little dap.
Swanson?
Was it Jalen Swanson? Yeah. And Malik basically ripped his arm and went straight to the locker room. And some people are like, Malik can't do that. What does this mean? And I know everybody's worried about his impending free agency and whether he's going to leave Sacramento or not. And we'll talk about the article Anthony Slater did with The Athletic coming up in just a little bit. Here's why I don't have a problem with what Malik Monk did. First of all, we've seen him and Mike Brown have blowups before during the season. We've seen them have shouting matches or whatever. And we've also heard that they've patched things up after the game, the day after. And I fully expect that's what will happen this time. But one thing about Malik Monk that I admire is that you always know how he's feeling. Whether good or bad, you know. Ain't no guesswork, Jay, like to your point earlier. We know Malik Monk cares. And so what he did last night, I tell you what, if I was calling that game, I'd probably want to walk out too. After what that transpired on that court, Malik Monk, I get it. He's frustrated. He's angry. The team's not playing well. They're not hitting shots. And they're losing to the worst team in the league. I would rather have a guy be upset and show me he's upset, then like Jay said last segment, wonder why, wonder if he cares or not, Jay. Yeah. And so I'm cool with Malik walking off like that. Do I like it? No, but I understand it. I get it, and I'm okay with it. What about you?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think we've seen, you know, bigger names, and I don't want to just say because you're Kevin Durant or because you're LeBron James, you can walk off and have no. Right. We saw him do it against the Kings.
Against the Kings,
LeBron James did. You know,
yes,
and left one people guessing. Well, was he hurt? Did he go back for, you know, treatment early? No, he probably was frustrated. He knew how important the game was against the Kings, and he didn't have his best game. You know, he had some dunks at the end of the game that mattered, but I think what Malik doing yesterday kind of plays in the same fold with the Kings' kingdom, which is. We have to understand that to be better, we have to expect better. We want better. And I think Malik is, you know, he's the prototypical of that. And you can speak to that even better, you know, even more, Drapes. Malik is fiery.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And I've used this story before. After game two of the playoffs last year, I had walked back to the tunnel earlier. And Malik must have did post-game interview, maybe talked to you. I'm not exactly sure what he was doing, but he came through the tunnel later. And so I was maybe about five paces in front of him. And as he's coming through the tunnel, you know, I have my back to him. but he was talking. And so I'm like, what's the, I hear Malik and I turn around and, you know, he's just talking to himself.
Right.
He's firing himself up after they had just won. And he's like, two more, baby. Come on now.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm turning around to see who he's talking to and him speaking to himself. I look back and I was like, yeah, Malik, you know, I'm hyping him up too. He's like, yeah, let's go get it. Come on now.
Yeah.
That's the type of person he is.
And you got to take that.
Yeah.
What, good or bad.
That's
like, you know, when they're winning, he's vocal. When they're losing, he's vocal. That's who he is, to your point, Jay. And the thing about it, with Malik, when he hops on the bus, he's talking. When he's at shoot around, he's talking. He's always talking. And so how many times have we seen and heard from fans say, man, I don't know if these guys care. I wish we saw more fire. And so when Malik finally does that, when Malik does that, you can't be like, oh, I don't want to see that. Like, you know, I'd rather, like we said, I want to see De'Aaron do that.
Yeah.
I want to see Mike Brown do that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see, like, I don't, and I say this about Mike, you ain't got to go out there and be Bobby Knight or anything like that. But show me you care.
Get them Vans dirty one time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Get the Vans dirty one time. I got a son, right? My 14-year-old son. Love him to death. Love him to freaking death. I tell him all the time, I need to see passion from you.
Oof. Sound like me to my daughter.
Dude, I don't care whatever the passion is. And maybe it's kids these days or something like that. If you want to be the best violin player in the world, let's do it.
Let's go get it.
If you want to be the best airplane maker in the world, whatever it is, just show me something and I will back you 100%.
Sounds familiar, man.
And here's the thing. 916-339-1140. Let me know if you got any examples in your life. When it comes to basketball, coaching, if I'm Mike Brown, I want five guys on the floor I know that care. I know that care, that aren't just worried about getting their stats, that aren't just worried about getting a paycheck. I guarantee you five dogs on the court will be five guys worried about making their millions any day of the week.
Drapes, how many times did you hear this growing up? And I was the one of like, man, coach, be quiet. Shut up. That ain't true.
Right.
How many times did you hear your coach always to put, you know, some fire under your tookies to say, just give me five guys who want to show me to play, that just give me effort. They give me 100% effort all the time, anytime, compared to, and you know who they're talking to. And, you know, I've been there. I was like, all right, coach, man, look, we playing a terrible team.
Right.
I know I'm about to go 4-for-4. I'm not tripping. It's okay. Like, it's all good. But I understood what coaches were asking. You know, it's like, listen, Jay, instead of being here 10 minutes early, you know, I need you here 30 minutes early.
Right. Yeah.
Don't come in here lollygagging, playing around, putting your cleats on, ready to stretch, you know, that type of thing. But that's something we've heard growing up in sports all our life. Give me five guys with great passion who care. I don't care the talent. They could be anybody. I get it. That's what we're talking about when it comes to Malik.
Yeah.
And the Kings are, there is a, you know, there's something to be said about who the leader is on this team. I go back to Amon Shumpert when he was here for a short time. People loved Amon Shumpert because of how he handled being a leader for the Kings. He didn't play all the time. He was hurt a few times. But his passion bled through as a leader. And that's what people have talked about with Malik. We can't be the hypocrite, is what you're saying, Drapes, on the opposite side. He a little fiery.
Right.
We seen it a couple times yesterday. In the second quarter, he brought the bench guys, the second unit together.
Yep.
And did what? He like, come on, let's go get it.
Right.
Let's turn it up a notch. So that's what comes with that. As long as you ain't getting to the, you know, the Draymond Green effect where you're punching people and calling out folks, your own team and stuff. That's not what Malik is doing. He's just very competitive, and he's not accepting losses, man.
Yeah. And I'm looking at the YouTube chat. Mike Nussbaum says, I love the fire of Malik Monk. I wish you do it more. He's the only one on the team that I feel cares. And I'm not saying Mike's right or wrong because I think he's wrong. But the fact that he feels that way is a problem.
Yes.
The fact that he's sitting at home or at work right now and type that up.
Yeah, 5-3-0. 5-3-0. We would have would have loved to see someone other than Malik get fired up and get a tech in the third or early fourth. Coach, Fox, anyone.
Anyone. And, you know, and here's the thing about De'Aaron. We played De'Aaron coming back off that last break. And De'Aaron has taken a view of 82 games. I didn't make shots tonight. He's sort of taking the rational view of things. Whereas I'm more irrational. I'm more, forget the box score. You know, he's been taking that level-headed approach. You know what I mean? But I'm like, dude, you freaking lost to the Wizards.
Man.
And here's the thing. And to Mike's point and the people out there texting us 916-339-1140, we should never feel like we care more than the players.
Ooh.
I don't care if it's the Kings.
That's agreed.
I don't care if it's any team. If the fans care more than the players, I think that's a problem. That's a problem.
I can't agree with you more, Drapes.
All right, we got much more coming up. 916-339-1140. If you want to weigh in on the Malik Monk situation, let's do that. Update you on the standings as well. Where do Kings go with 13 games left to go? You're listening to Drapes and Jay. It's the Drive Guys on Sactown Sports. Like bipolar 48 hours in Kings of the season. I don't know. I have to deep dive into the schedule. But I was there in Toronto, bro.
Yeah.
And it was a party. Kings fans were there. You know, we had people from sales. Kelsey was out there.
Oh, like that?
Yeah, they were out there, bro. Like the beam chance, they tried to get started out there. It was the kind of win that Sacramento needed at that time. A blowout win. De'Aaron and Domas playing 28, 29 minutes. HB only 19. Relaxing, non-stressful win. But then to back it up with the worst loss, in my opinion, of the season to the Washington Wizards. That's your Sacramento Kings season right there in a nutshell.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, and we touched on it earlier, and I'll bring it back again. That loss, a loss right now isn't the same as a loss in October and November. A loss right now, when you got Phoenix handling their business, when you got Dallas who have won three in a row, when you got the Pelicans with Brandon Ingram down, and you just have them lose to Orlando, the opportunity is there for the taking for the Sacramento Kings. And I feel like, Jay, the Kings are their own worst enemy, bro.
Yeah.
It's like they can't get out of their way right now, man.
Yeah, I can understand that, especially someone who's been on the roller coaster with them. You know, the travel, the day-to-days, the blood, sweat, the tears, the crying. You know, like you've got the inside seat to see how these guys have operated throughout the season, and not only from the, you know, outside too. I'm with you, man. It's, you know, the frustration that you probably are feeling compared to some of the Kings fans and Kings listeners in the Kings Kingdom is definitely probably the same, but probably for you is even more detrimental. Because as you always say, these are my guys.
Yeah.
That's my guy. I have dinner with that guy. I have lunch with that guy. You've broken bread with these guys.
Yeah.
You know, you've had drinks with these guys, albeit it's soda or strawberry lemonade.
Right.
You've traveled with these guys. And one of the things I always tell people is you don't know a person until you travel with them, for real.
Right.
People talk, well, you don't know a person until you live with them. Travel with them, too. You got to understand how they get down. But it's something to be said that you go from the highs to the highest of the highest and the lowest to the lowest.
Mm.
And you want to even it out. And I've yet to kind of see this team even it out. It's two or three games. You jump on Milwaukee and then you beat L.A. And it's like, man, let's throw a parade.
Yes.
And then you go to Memphis. It's like, y'all were getting ready to lose that game.
Yeah. And here's the thing, Jay, to your point about that. And I think this is what's so frustrating about this season. Remember last season, they had the 7-game win streak.
Yes.
And they had a 6-game win streak in January, I think it was. Then they went on another streak after the All-Star break. This season, they've had one 6-game winning streak and one 4-game.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Winning streak. Think about that. Like, we can't enjoy the wins long enough because a gut-punching loss is right behind it. You know what I mean? Like, the moment we start to feel good about the team, they lose to the Wizards.
They set you right back.
They set you right back. And it's so frustrating. And I understand it, Kings fans. It's something we've been riding all year long. That's the roller coaster we're talking about. And I started the show off apologizing to the fan base, Jay, because I believed that this Kings team had turned a corner. I'm like, okay, we ready for the playoff push. These boys are ready.
Look, can I ask you, when was it the – was it the team meeting and then they won and then they lost, or was it they built Milwaukee and L.A.? Like, when did you see the turn of the corner?
You want me to keep it
when
real
was
with
somebody
you?
Figurating around the corner, man?
The New York Knicks loss. You know
okay.
why?
Okay.
Because even though it was a loss, I didn't feel like they got punked.
Yeah.
They lost the game, yes, but it was totally New York style, and our guys still hung with them. And that, to me, signaled a different kind of team. Then they beat Memphis, and I understand Memphis almost had them, but then they turned it on into overtime. So I gave them that. But it was after the Knicks game, and I came in. We came on the show.
Yeah.
And Whitey's like, you have to win the game. And I'm like, bro, I get it. You got to win. No, last night is the game you got to win. Losing to the Knicks sucks, but you competed playing their style. That showed me you could dig in the mud and go get it and fight. Last night, Kyle Kuzma scoring 31. The Washington freaking Wizards shooting 50% from the field, scoring 60 points. We've made this analogy 1,000 times, Kings fans. It's like somebody coming in, going straight to your kitchen, taking out your cheese sticks, your strawberries, all the food in your fridge, and walking out and you not saying nothing.
They just hijacked you.
And we're talking, and it'd be different, Jay, if the bully on the block, the dude with the muscle does it.
Yeah.
But you like Calvin from McDonald's. You remember Calvin from McDonald's, those commercials?
He
worked at McDonald's, and he'd get ready, you know, get his little uniform on, walk down the street. Hi, Mrs.
Calvin,
Show-us-up. You let Calvin from McDonald's come in and take your groceries. That's who the Wizards are, man. The Wizards don't want no fight.
No.
They trying to go to the library. Calvin was trying to go to the library first. He's trying to go to the store to get his, blow pops and then go to work. Calvin wasn't on the street corner. He wasn't trying to Debo you and snatch your chain. But you turned Calvin into Debo.
Yeah.
You turned the Washington Wizards into the Celtics, into the Denver Nuggets. You made them something that they are not.
How about this one from the 530? They don't have a leader, Drapes, who wants to accept playing down the teams. Mike Brown says the all the right things but doesn't get results. They have no killer instinct.
Dude.
That's kind of what you're saying. Now, the killer instinct part is what you're saying. I won't put words in your mouth, but
yeah,
it's the drive to not allow, as you said, Calvin from McDonald's. This must be the commercials in the 80s.
Yeah, it was
or
the 80s. It was the 80s. I don't know if anybody remembers that.
They named him Calvin?
Yeah, his name was Calvin, bro. And you know, growing up, you always had that one neighbor that was super nosy, right? She knew everything. And so Calvin would walk past the neighbor in my neighborhood was Miss Ann.
Okay.
He'd walk past Miss Ann. Hey, Calvin, where you going? I'm going to work, Miss Ann. You know, like that's how Calvin is.
Just a nice fella.
Exactly. The kind of guy you want your daughter to date.
Okay.
But not last night, man. The Wizards went from Calvin to they punking you. They Debo-ing you on
they
the
did.
Block.
They did.
And that's what's so upsetting. So, you know, regarding that text, 916-339-1140, that's the frustrating part. That's the part that I thought, you know what? No matter what, this Kings team, they're going to fight. But last night, they started fighting when they were down 15, 18 points.
Mm-hmm. They were already bent down.
Right. They already down.
Twice. They had to do it twice, too, Drapes.
Start the game and to start the second half. And I've said this, Jay, you tell me. You know how it is in the NBA. No offense to Kyle Kuzma, Jordan Poole, Rashawn Holmes, because they're NBA players. If you give them confidence, if you give them the key to your crib, they will walk in there and take your food.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the Kings did last night. They allowed those guys to walk in and take their food. They opened up the door for them. What they didn't do against Toronto was Toronto didn't have any hope in that game, you
right.
know? And that's what you got to do, man, especially against these bad teams, especially in this situation in the season, this point in the season. Coming up in a minute, Jay, I'm going to tell you exactly why I'm worried about the Sacramento Kings.
Oh, man.
These final 13. Yeah, I'm a little concerned.
You're a little nervous now?
I am a little nervous because right now they're eighth in the play-in. I'm going to tell you why I'm nervous. That's coming up next here on Sactown Sports 1140. Drapes and Jay, Sactown Sports 1140. Taking your calls 916-339-1140. See you guys on the text and the YouTube chat as well. Somebody from the 916 talking about King's loss last night. Fox taking 30 shots in a game is not a winning formula. Jay, did you feel like Fox was out there gunning?
A little, but I think for something that I've asked for sometimes is, it sounds crazy because De'Aaron won clutch player of the year last year,
right.
But I still clamor for more from De'Aaron. Like I'm still looking for him to take that last final leap to, like, no one's questioning Kevin Durant if he's taking 30 shots in a
right,
close game.
Exactly.
No
right.
one's questioning, you know, the Ja Morants, the Steph Currys, the LeBrons,
gets him up.
The Tatums, like, these guys were asking Embiid, Jokic to shoot 30 times.
Yeah.
And so I'm not opposed to that. I will say this. I think for the way the Kings are built, it's not good for when De'Aaron, you know, shoots 30 times. But there is a fine line that I think for the Kings to be better, I think De'Aaron has to take over games sometimes too.
Right.
And Malik does a great job in that. And I think we've all asked for Domas to do that a little more too.
Yeah, I think – ideally, you want a balanced attack. You want Keegan to get his 12 to 15, Domas, Malik. But I thought watching last night's game, outside of Keegan, nobody had it going on, really.
Yeah.
And Fox, you know, we got to remember, missed his first 9 shots. And so, if anything, I'd say, man, I wish Keegan would have got more opportunities. But I'm not going to get upset with Fox for you know, trying to put on his cape and lead the team to a win.
Yeah, Drapes, I mean, listen, I get what that texter from the 916, I believe, is saying.
Yeah.
Especially in a loss to the Wizards. You know, if they would have won, no one would have said, De'Aaron shot 30 times. I just don't think De'Aaron shooting 30 times has been the formula that we've seen the Kings win games with. Mm. And I think that's why it's like, that's not going to be the winning formula for the Kings to win.
Right, okay.
But I do think there's an opportunity sometimes where a star got to be a star.
Right,
you know, and you kind of got to relinquish the reins too with that.
Yeah, exactly. And it begs the question, what came first? Our struggles and then De'Aaron? shooting a lot? Or was De'Aaron shooting not a lot the reason for our struggles?
Yeah.
And I don't think it was. I don't think it was.
No, I think just what you said, everybody was kind of off.
Yeah.
It looked like everybody, you know, arrived into the D.C., and I'm not making excuses, but it seemed like everybody was on a jet lag. It seemed like everybody had an off night or, you know, weren't feeling well or sick or whatever we want to call it. Maybe they were looking forward to the dinner, the team dinner after.
The steak and lobster after, you know. I mentioned earlier, last segment, man, this Wizards team, 11 wins coming in, they weren't ready to fight. They didn't want to fight. These dudes ready to go to Cancun. These dudes ready to go out and party in the offseason. Trust me, their spouses, significant others, girlfriends, whatever you want to call them, they've already booked their vacations.
For sure.
They know where their season is. But you turned the Washington Wizards from Calvin from McDonald's into Debo from Friday. And if you aren't aware of Calvin from McDonald's, maybe I'm aging myself. I was born in 1975. I'm kind of old now, 48 years old. But that Calvin from McDonald's commercial, we all related to, because Calvin was on a good path. You found that commercial,
Jack? I found it for you,
man. Here it is. This is Calvin from McDonald's.
Hey. Isn't that Calvin?
I haven't seen him for a while. Wonder where he's heading.
I heard he got a job.
Is that right? Well, it's about time he got himself together.
Now that you mention it, there is something different about him.
Just goes to show you can't judge a book by its cover.
Looks like responsibility's been good for him.
Well, I'm just glad somebody believed in him enough to give him a chance.
Wonder where he's working.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you?
See what I'm talking about,
I never seen that
commercial. You ain't never seen that commercial, man?
And it says 91 or 1990.
Yeah,
91.
You were around back then, Jay.
I was six, but I don't remember it. I don't remember Calvin.
Calvin then turned his life around. He started wearing his hat straight.
Yes, he turned that from the back to the hat.
From the back to and play it one more time for me, Jay. Just the first part. Just the first part.
Hey, isn't that cat?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
I haven't seen him for a while. Wonder where he's heading.
I heard he got a job.
There you go, Jay. I haven't seen him in a while. The last time the Wizards were relevant, freaking Michael Jordan was suiting up. You know what I mean? Like, seriously, the Wizards ain't been relevant in forever. But all of a sudden, they got a job at McDonald's. They turned their hat around. They were going to work, minding their business. And the Kings let them come in and take their groceries. That's what I'm saying. Calvin turned his life around. He wasn't a threat to anybody anymore. His grandmother was proud of him. Miss Ann down the block was proud of him. He wasn't about the smoke. We allowed the Wizards last night, Jay, to be about the smoke. They were just trying to punch the clock.
For the feeling that he's out.
They were just ready to punch the clock. Get the game over with, and we gave them life. And that's what's so upsetting about these losses. Charlotte, Detroit, Portland. These guys understand they are undermanned. And especially this point in the season, they allowed Washington to have some hope.
Mm.
That's just, it's they did, unbelievable.
Man. They
unbelievable. 916-339-1140, 916-339-1140. Steven. You're on with Drapes and Jay. What you got, man?
So just real quick. I think, so if you watch, I know y'all watch the game. But it seems like the bench bailed out the starters more times than the starters bailed out the bench, if you really look at it. Mm-hmm. And then I'm wondering, and I'm not trying to go against Coach Brown or anything, but his starters, his bench players have that energy. And if the starters are tired or not hitting, you got to replace. And then you can't put it on Darren, because Domas be open like I don't know what, and he wants to pass the ball. I know it's going to have to be the offseason, but he's going to have to take more shots and practice that mid-range. It can't just be always passing the ball, and our competitors know that. He's not even a threat when it comes to that, unless he's underneath the basket. I'm gonna take this off one.
All right, Steve, appreciate that. No, you're right, man. And I do think at times the starters sort of what's the word I'm looking for, Jay? Limp into a game.
Yeah.
Maybe not have the energy.
For sure.
And that's where the bench is supposed to come in. I get that. But when I look at the starters last night, and I'm going to put Keon off to the side. I'm not going – because offensively, what we get from him to me is a bonus.
Yeah, agreed.
And he only played 20 minutes. But DeMontis Sabonis, I know you got your 14-14 and 6 assists. But Rashawn Holmes – who else is their backup? Johnny Davis? No, Patrick Baldwin? Like, my thing, and I mentioned this discussion I had with Katie way back. Your stars got to play like stars.
Absolutely.
And DeMontis Sabonis is a star.
For sure.
And I understand some nights he gets his 24, 28. But really, when you think about it, Jay, you've been around sports long enough. Your stars are supposed to be your tone setters. They supposed to... De'Aaron Fox and DeMontis Sabonis last night supposed to come in. All right, boys, I know we're on the second night of a back-to-back. You know, Jordan and Bird and all them used to say stuff like, I know we're on the second night, or I know, you know, we got in late. I don't plan on playing in the fourth, just so you know.
Seriously.
Just stuff like that.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Where, you know what, we're going to come out these first 10 minutes, stomp on them, and build the lead. And they didn't do that last night. It's frustrating, dude.
Is it? And let's tackle this on the other side with some social network gems that I still want you to respond to. But I guess my question to you is this, Drapes. And I think this is where some of the Sacramento Kings fans are having some problems. Is that with this team, is that a star thing or is that a coach situation? And I believe... we're kind of seeing that conundrum here in Sacramento.
That's a great question. Is it a coach thing or a star thing?
Yeah. For this team.
For this team.
Yeah. Knowing we don't have the Jordan, we don't have the Bird, we don't have the Durant, we don't have the LeBron.
Right.
You know, we have the tier B stars.
Right, right.
You know, the Bradley Beals, like those guys, and no disrespect to Bradley and De'Aaron or whatever. I'm talking about should be all-stars, have all-star numbers, could be all-stars, could be all NBA teams. Sometime they are, sometime they aren't, as we seen last year with both De'Aaron and Domas, but we didn't see here an all-star game. Can this team be a team where the tone is set by the coaching staff?
That's a great question, Jay. And I don't know, the coach can only do so much. You mentioned Houston and the way they're playing right now. Ime Udoka, he brings that fire. But he also got Dillon Brooks. He also got Fred VanVleet.
That's true.
You know, he got some dogs on the roster. And so I believe there should be players who are an extension of the coach. And that's why I think, and I've said it before, I said it 2 years ago, we should have went out and got Marcus Smart. I forget who we had on a couple of weeks ago. Pat Beverly, they mentioned.
Yeah.
Like, you need somebody like that. Because our stars are great guys. And we know Domas plays hard. We know Foxy plays hard. But when the chips are down, I don't know if those guys are the guys to rally everybody up. Maybe a Patrick Beverly. Maybe a Marcus Smart. Maybe somebody like that, a Dillon Brooks, is the tweak that this team needs. And that, because you go down the road to I-80. Steph Curry ain't that guy.
No.
He's not that guy, right?
Nope.
But you got Draymond backing him up. You know, you got Draymond being that guy so Steph doesn't have to be. Do we need a guy so Fox doesn't have to be, so Sabonis doesn't have to be that emotional leader? We'll talk about that and more. And I know you guys were on one on social media. Jay spent 2.5 hours during the game just looking at Twitter and all Instagram, day, getting y'all tweets as well. We'll dive into that here on The Drive, guys. Sactown Sports, 1140. Drapes and Jay taking you up to 6 o'clock, Sactown Sports, 1140. You're listening to The Drive, guys. No Kevin Gleason, no Whitey today. Out sick, so we holding it down. The Takeover, I'm calling it here with Drapes and Jay. Hey, we got a special contest I want to get to right now. Are you ready for a new roarsome adventure? Legoland California Resort has teamed up with Sactown Sports to get you and the family down to beautiful Southern California for an exciting adventure of a lifetime. Discover Dino Valley, opening this Friday, March 22nd, where Bricktastic Lego dinosaurs roam at Legoland California Resort. All you have to do is hit up the Folsom Lake Honda hotline right now, 916-339-1140. Looking for caller number 3, Jay. Caller number 3.
Like it.
To score those family 4-packs of Legoland California Resort tickets, hit them up right now, 916-339-1140. A 4-pack to Legoland California Resorts. You could go to legoland.com/California. All right, Jay, back out here continuing to talk Sacramento Kings, taking your calls, reading your tweets, your texts as well. And I tell you what, we were talking just last segment about, you know, the Kings and the fight and the passion and some of the players going out there to get Patrick Beverly, Marcus Morris, Marcus Smart, somebody like that to give this team the energy when the stars or the starters don't have it going. I think that has to be one of the keys for Monty McNair this offseason. Going out there and getting somebody, strengthening the bench, somebody that will bring the fire for this team. Jay, I know you were watching the game, man, and on social media, and people were saying some crazy things.
Crazy stuff.
I mean, I got one right here on the 916.
Spit it.
Somebody says, trade Fox. Give Malik the bag. Monk cares, but Fox doesn't seem. It's crazy talk after a loss. One loss, dude. What else you got, man?
At Wealth is Simple on Twitter, I'm starting to think this is the most disappointing Sacramento Kings team ever. Now,
what?
The history of the Sacramento Kings. They once lost 42 games straight, 41 road games straight, yes. Something like that, 41, yeah. 42 road games straight. We had Bill Winnington who talked about it. The most disappointing Sacramento Kings team ever, and they're in the playoff hunt?
It's unbelievable, man. It's, you know, and I pulled up the history of the Kings. I mean, let's even go back to, I'm going to go back to their heyday. When they were 27-23. That was the lockout shortened year. 44-30.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
38 and lost in the first round the next year. Think about that. This Kings team will probably finish with 46, 47, 48 wins. Make some noise in the first round. And fans are disappointed. Jay, 2 years ago. You want me to tell you what the Kings record was 2 years
Give
ago?
Give it to me 2 years ago.
30-52.
Man.
31-41. 31-41. Matter of fact, the better exercise is, since this team moved to Sacramento, How many 40-win seasons have the Kings had? Hold on, Jay. I'm looking it up right now.
Ain't gonna
One,
take too long.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. This is just the ninth 40-win season.
Man.
In the almost 30 years this team has been here.
Since 85.
And this is the most disappointing?
I know.
Maybe fans' expectations were off or something. Maybe they expected them to be the Warriors of 15, 16 or something. It's ridiculous, man.
How about this one? At B. Lou Hat Fan. Last year was a fluke. They have no talent to win. Last year was a fluke.
Jay, who's that again?
At B. Lou Hat Fan on Twitter.
See, this is why I can't be on Twitter during this. Because listen to
why
this.
Why not, Drake?
Because, man, last year was a fluke.
It was a fluke.
How are we that much farther off last year's pace?
No, two games, I believe, right?
Exactly. If last year was a fluke, what does that make this year? It is almost the same exact year, record-wise. This is what I'm saying. And this is what upsets me, Jay. If Kings fans are going to jump off the bandwagon that quickly, I thought we were supposed to be the best fan base in the country.
Mm.
I thought we just had the best fans in the entire NBA. You got yahoos like that calling last year was a fluke. Trade De'Aaron Fox. Fire Mike Brown. Kings fans. And this is what I got into last week with White. Have we forgotten where we've been and where we've come from? 2 years ago this time, we would have loved to be in this situation. But now everybody's ready to jump ship? I'm not with that, Jay. I'm not with that.
All right, are you with this? At YabbaBada123. Kings game plan every night. Chuck a three. Chuck a three. Chuck a three. He said that about five times. It's like watching a WNBA game.
Oh, man. It's like that?
Chuck a three. Chuck a three. Chuck a three. Chuck a three. Watching a WNBA game, man. Las Vegas Aces.
Here's the thing, though. And I understand people get frustrated with the threes, Jay. I'm telling you, every coach in the league doesn't look at how many threes. It's the quality of the shot.
Sure.
We missed a lot of open looks last night.
Definitely.
We missed a lot of looks. So it wasn't just chuck it up, chuck it up. Like, when you look at Malik Monk, Malik Monk was 1 of 7 from three. Are we telling Malik not to shoot the three if he's open?
Not me.
Exactly. All right, you know, Chris Duarte, mind you, was shooting 50% from three ever since February 1st, who's now a 39% three-point shooter, I do believe, or dipped down after last night. He was 1 for 7. Were they good looks? That's what coaches look for, Jay.
I agree. I mean, we've heard that from plenty of coaches. Jay Triano, who was just on our air a week or so ago, said the exact same thing. How about this one? On Twitter, at BDriver157, why is Fox even allowed to play against non-playoff teams? Just rest them and play Kobe Jones. Might have beaten the Hornets, Pistons, and Wizards without Fox.
Are you serious? He said rest them against the bottom feeders.
Yes,
huh?
And play Kobe Jones.
Play Kobe Jones.
And they might have beaten the Hornets, Pistons, and Wizards without Fox.
I tell you what, that's a good take. That's a funny one right there. I'm not agreeing with that, obviously, but that's a funny take. As somebody just said on the 916, bruh, these takes are out of pocket. Steven C. said that. I love it, man. Keep it coming, Jay. Keep it coming. You got more?
One more? Okay. Yeah, I'm going to give you one more before we hit the break. Let's see here. Let's go with this one. At Vang_TT. This is on Twitter. Mike Brown will be a great teacher somewhere, handing out all these credits. Dude never has these guys ready for games and his shows. Mike Brown has no in-game adjustments and keeps telling his team, let it fly. Frustrated face emoji.
Bro,
he would be a great teacher.
He's
handing out nothing but good credits. A's and B's.
He said, call him Mr. Belding that's saved by the bell. Then he says, doesn't make in-game adjustments. That's false. That's patently false.
Doesn't make any.
That's patently false. Look at that when they go zone sometimes. patently false. Look at the rotations. Sometimes they'll play Alex Lynn. Sometimes it's Chris Duarte. Just last night, nothing worked other than Kessler Edwards. My big concern, and we're going to get into this next hour, where was Keegan Murray last night? That we need to have that conversation, Jay.
MIA?
He started off front and center, but then he got lost in the shuffle. Why I have a problem with that, coming up next on The Drive Guys here on Sactown Sports 1140.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.